Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District, Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard here with my co-host Marty Reed, and welcome to our Soup Scoop. It's fall, and we have been in school for a month already, if you can believe it. We started the school year together through distance learning, and next week we will be transitioning into what we call a hybrid learning model, where about 50% of the students will be on school campuses on a rotating schedule. Our team of teachers and staff members have spent this first month building their classrooms virtually while setting up their physical spaces to transition into hybrid and eventually into full-person classes, we hope soon. We're looking forward to seeing our students next week. Can't tell you how much we're looking forward to seeing our students, and we want to talk about that transition on today's show.
And in our first segment, we'll be talking to Alexa Scholl, our health and safety coordinator, about the ways that schools have implemented protocols to welcome back students safely to our campuses. And stay tuned for the second segment with our distance learning coordinator, Rachel Chunglo. Rachel will talk to us about how distance learning has gone this first month and the overlap that will continue throughout the hybrid model.
Then we'll be talking with fourth grade teacher Whitney Williams about all the creative ways that she's been teaching her students during this distance learning and how she's preparing for hybrid learning. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guest today is Alexa Scholl. Alexa currently serves as a Prescott City Councilwoman, and we are very fortunate to have her join Prescott Unified this year as our Health and Safety Coordinator. Welcome, Alexa.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Alexa, it's great to have you on the show, and you've always been such a community person, being involved and being an alumni of Prescott High School, and we're just grateful that you've stepped up to this position. It's a big deal, and I don't need to tell you that, but I'm telling our listeners that health and safety is one of the biggest changes that we're facing during COVID in terms of having a point person who knows and understands procedures, helps to create those and share those with folks. So we're grateful you're on board with us. Would you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you're up to here with this health and safety position?
Sure, yeah. So I'm a Prescott native, and like Joe said, I graduated from Prescott High School. I completed my bachelor's at ASU, and I actually will be completing my master's degree from ASU as well here in December. And it's kind of a full circle to come back to PUSD. I come from a long line of educators, and so it's just a great honor to support educators in this role of health and safety coordinator. The health and safety coordinator is really the point person for all things COVID-19 and our new health and safety protocols. And so I've been working very closely with the principals and our nurses and our teachers, getting them ready to come back for hybrid learning next week, and getting used to kind of the new normal for what school is going to look like for the next little bit, and just helping if and when we do have a potential COVID case in our schools, making sure that we're following procedures, making sure that we're getting in contact with those close contacts, and making sure that everyone who needs to quarantine or isolate is doing so and helping our families through that process.
Yeah, so for sure, health and safety has become a big focus for Prescott Unified this year. And Alexa has jumped right in and has already handled quite a few things and helped us with some activities and tasks that she's been working on. Alexa, tell us about the health and safety website that you created and what kinds of things people could find on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first things that we got cracking on was a brand new health and safety website, which can be accessed on the homepage of PrescottSchools.com. And what families and staff members and community members will find on that is really a good snapshot of our guidelines and our procedures that we're using to guide us through hybrid learning. And so we kind of have a little bit of a motto going right now. Our stay safe top three is stay home when you're sick, physical distance and wear masks, and wash your hands often. And so our website is kind of modeled after that motto and information on each of those three things that you can do to help stop the spread of COVID-19 and what we're doing in our schools to help slow and stop the spread with our students and our staff. So that's a great place to find information. If you have questions about what we're doing, that's the first place to go to. We have a great FAQ page if you don't find exactly what you're looking for. And, of course, folks can always reach out to me if there's something specific that they can't find on the website.
Well, Alexa, that website is amazing. I think it's been up for a week and a half, 2 weeks. And, you know, as leaders, we've had a more different summer and last 6 months than we've ever had in our whole careers. And, you know, certainly understandably, a lot of people that reach out to us in an email or a phone call, they're panicked, they're afraid, they've heard things on the media that they're just really nervous about in terms of bringing our kids back. And a lot of those are health and safety questions. And I have to tell you, I've been able to, once I refer someone to that website, they basically go, oh, okay, thanks. And it really just helps people, it really just relieves anxiety and helps people understand that we have a plan. And taking your lead, Alexa, I have been really saying to people, listen, if we follow these protocols, we will keep COVID out of our schools. They're designed, and of course, we've had people who are sick or we've had a case come from outside. We closed it out and pushed it out. It was a little rough before you got here. Now that you're here, we've got some protocols in place. So a huge part of this, though, Alexa, is the importance of working and partnering with families for morning health checks. Would you speak to that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. So one of our main goals with our health and safety protocols is really to keep symptomatic kiddos and symptomatic staff off of our campuses. And so what we're asking families to do is every morning check in with your kids, see how they're feeling, see if they're exhibiting any symptoms of COVID, make sure that your kids have a decent idea of what the symptoms of COVID-19 are, and then take their temperature. And if they are exhibiting any symptoms or are running a fever, it's really important that families keep those kids home. And not only do they need to keep the kid who's exhibiting symptoms home, they also need to keep siblings home in case that sick kiddo does have COVID. We don't want their siblings going to school and spreading it also. And so if that happens, if you have a kiddo who's sick, call your school. They will help you through next steps. They will give you guidance about what to do. We'll talk to you about options if we encourage you to get testing, if you need to stay home. We will help you through that process. But the first step is just keeping sick, unwell kiddos off of our campus. And the same with staff. We're asking staff to also check in every morning with themselves, see how they're feeling. And if they're not feeling well, we need to have folks stay at home. That's one of our stay safe top three. Stay home when you're sick.
And, you know, one of the things about that is that if staff have symptoms or they feel like they've been exposed, we have procedures in place so that they feel comfortable staying home. They can continue to work from home if they need to. And, you know, that they don't feel like they're going to be docked pay or anything if they have to self-quarantine. And so that's really good news because we want people to really understand to stay off our campuses if they're not feeling well. Alexa, one of the questions we often get asked is, what if someone comes to school and they suddenly have a fever? What does the school do? What's the procedure?
That's a great question. And so really our nurses are playing a vital role in our procedures if we do have a kiddo on our campuses who is ill or has a fever. And so what happens is that student will go to the nurse. The nurse will assess that student based on their professional and clinical knowledge. They may call me. We'll take a look at the state guidance for isolation and quarantine. We'll get a hold of the families. And then one thing that we're also doing that's really important is identifying close contacts. And a close contact is defined as being within 6 feet of the affected person for more than 15 minutes with or without masks. And so we're on top of figuring out who needs to be contacted, if that student needs to stay home, how long they need to stay home, and then talking parents and families through testing options if they choose to get their student tested. So we have a great protocol. We have a great team of nurses. We have great administrators who know this protocol front and back when and if we do have a sick kiddo on our campus.
Well, Alexa, we really appreciate having you on campus or in our school district. I know that our nurses have been working with you closely, and we're all feeling much more comfortable having kids come back to school next week. Thank you for joining our team.
Yeah, thank you enough.
Thank you. It's been great to work for PUSD and to be back, with the school district that educated me and got me where I am today.
You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back, everybody. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here, and you are listening to the Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking about transitioning back to school next week into the hybrid learning model. Many students will remain in the prep or distance learning model. And we're talking today about how those overlap. We have Rachel Chungalo today as she's our distance learning coordinator, and she's on the line to answer some of these new questions today.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Had a meeting with prep teachers today to get us all ready for our transition next week.
Explain to our listeners what prep is.
Sure, yeah. So the PUSD Remote Education Program is our extended distance learning program. So for families who have health concerns, families who just aren't quite feeling comfortable for in-person school this year, we are offering them an extended distance learning option. So we have quite a few families that have enrolled in PrEP, and they will continue to have distance learning classes with their teachers when other students move back into hybrid.
And so as our distance learning coordinator, well, first of all, I should tell our listeners that Rachel has been a longtime kindergarten teacher for us in PUSD, a fabulous kindergarten teacher, and also an excellent distance learning teacher, we found out last spring when we all suddenly had to go into distance learning, not to mention her national board certification that she just got. But we kind of strong-armed Rachel out of the classroom and asked her to come do distance learning coordination for us. And so part of that is supporting our prep teachers, that extended distance learning program. Tell us about what that entails. What have you been doing to support that program?
There's so many working pieces to that. I have helped with teachers setting up their Google Classrooms, getting schedules to families. We're coordinating between all the schools for the prep program, and for the elementary, it's all the schools are kind of combining for the prep program. So making sure that all the information that parents need is accessible, making sure teachers are aware of the different schools' needs and schedules, helping families to get in and out of the prep program or helping them to connect with, you know, their schools for Chromebooks, for hotspots, making sure they have all the appropriate technology. Yeah, there's a lot of parts that go into it. I've helped with training teachers on how to use Google Classroom, how to use some of the more advanced features.
Well, Rachel, it's fun to listen to you talk about it, and it's been really neat to watch you develop as a leader, or I think you're a natural leader. So, you know, we had all these committees all summer. As we were putting this together, we were putting the roadmap together, and for our listeners, Rachel just emerged. Rachel was already a leader, but during those committees, she really emerged as someone who really wanted to take charge and help people to get through this. And so she rose into this position, and we're so grateful for that. Rachel, I want to kind of back up and just have you talk a little bit about how distance learning has been going for everyone. And what we've been through in this last month, and how it's really taken a huge step from back in March when we had to build this instantly and just dive right into it. And how's it different and how's it going now?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot different than March. Back in March, not a lot of us knew what we were doing, and I've been part of, you know, the technology committee for the district, and I've always considered myself to be a techie teacher, and I had never used Google Classroom with kindergartners. So that was a whole new experience for a lot of us back in March. For the most part, I think things have gone pretty smoothly this time around. I know we had some bumps at the start in terms of technology and things that were kind of outside of our control. Internet and that is something that is a problem nationwide for a lot of households, and we've been trying to do our best to address those needs in with our families. But I think once we got through those initial hurdles, it's been a much smoother sailing time around this time. Our teachers are starting to feel more comfortable with live sessions. There's a little more consistency with schedules, so parents can know what to expect. And one of the things I think really helped for a lot of parents was that they were also educated. So we did, you know, those parent workshops at the beginning of the year. I continually am in contact with parents answering questions. Because I think in March, parents didn't know what was going on, but teachers really didn't either. And we couldn't provide as much support as we could this time around.
Rachel, can you maybe describe to our listeners, you know, you kind of mentioned helping teachers with some of those advanced features, and, you know, when we're talking about, you know, we had a little more time now to prepare for distance learning. Can you talk about some of the specific, you know, kind of different things teachers are doing online that some of our listeners might not even think about?
Yeah, there's so many different things, and it really kind of varies from teacher to teacher and grade level. But, you know, back before, we didn't have teachers comfortable recording videos of their lessons. This time around, they're able to really lead the instruction and not just look for outside resources to help. They're recording lessons. We have some interactive video features. There's programs like EdPuzzle and Nearpod, where students can watch their teacher's video and then take quizzes throughout so that we can really make sure that they are getting that content in. And that's not something that a lot of teachers were familiar with before. There's been definitely more of collaboration this time around. So we have, you know, breakout rooms and small groups, and kids are still getting to work with their peers a little bit more. Those things that they're used to within the classroom that just kind of got ripped away from them in March, a lot of teachers have found some really good tools to allow those kiddos to still get that collaboration time in even from afar. So many different things. I could probably spend my entire segment going on a list of all the different resources that we have found for teachers and the different trainings that we've been providing. But I definitely think that there's a it feels more like school this time around.
Yeah, well, the ability to do those small groups, you know, and have that's an important part of learning is letting kiddos talk through what they're doing and learning from each other, and to be able to put kiddos in small groups in their own little breakout room that the teacher can kind of pop out and in and out of does emulate more what happens in the classroom. And the ability to have these apps where, you know, kids can write, you know, they can like type in their answers. It's like putting it on the whiteboard for everyone to look at, and then they can have much more meaningful discussions. It's looking a lot different this year or this quarter.
Well, we've all been learning about that as adults too, as we do our professional development or we bring our new teachers on, we're going into breakout rooms and just learning how to do that when we're not together. But if people think that distance learning is going away when hybrid comes, that's far from the truth. It's actually, you know, our kids will be half the time in person and half the time distance learning from home. So, Rachel, would you talk a little bit about how distance learning will support our hybrid model starting Tuesday? On those days off when students are not with their teachers.
Yeah. So for the students who are going back in for hybrid, so not the prep students, but the other ones, on their at-home days, they will still be getting assignments. They'll still be getting chances for kind of those collaboration pieces. We're really encouraging teachers to utilize that time maybe for some of those group projects that they normally would have in class. And again, using those interactive videos as well to really make sure that students are getting content before we let them move on. But it's really, we're trying to make sure that, you know, hybrid isn't just 2 days of school. It is, they are still in school for 5 days. They're going to still be getting those lessons on those at-home days. And now that they are more familiar with Google Classroom and they're more familiar with the technology, it should make for a pretty smooth transition.
It definitely will. And I think, you know, the piece that's nice is now kiddos can come into school, meet their teacher. You know, teachers can get to know the kids a little better, too. I think it'll just make that distance learning portion even stronger as they develop those relationships and are able to kind of redirect and help students with their gaps and help them with their strengths as well. So I know we're all excited to have those kids come back to campus.
Yeah, and it will definitely help. It'll help teachers to be able to focus a little more one-on-one. You know, sometimes our classes, if we have 25, 30 kids, I might not be able to spend as much one-on-one time with them. But having them in this hybrid model means that those kids are going to not only get that great instruction, but they're going to get a lot more one-on-one time with their teacher for those relationships, for anything they're struggling with. I think it could be a really useful tool for all of our students.
Yeah. Now, Rachel, I believe you also developed a website.
Yes, I do. I have a parent guide website.
Will you tell our listeners what kinds of things parents can find on that website?
Yeah, I have training videos on those websites for Google Classroom, Google Meet, how to, you know, use a Chromebook, how to switch between users on a Chromebook, some of those basic questions that we really needed for technology aspect. As we move forward, we'll continue to add to that website. You know, we find little things that we feel like parents need to know how to do, or I get it, you know, the same question from five parents, and we will add it to the website to make sure that we've got easy and clear explanations for everyone to help with at-home distance learning.
Rachel, beyond the website, when parents have questions, if they can't find it there or they want to speak to someone, what would you recommend in that situation?
I mean, if it's something that is based on specifically with a class, I would contact, you know, their classroom teacher. But I handle a lot of the distance learning questions. I've kind of been the sounding off board, I guess, for all those questions. It makes it easier for them that rather than having to think about three or four different people they might have to email. So if parents want to email me with their questions, my email is rachel.chunglo@prescottschools.com. It is on the homepage of the Prescott Schools website. But if I don't know the answer, I'm usually pretty good at, about finding the right person to connect them to.
Outstanding. Well, Rachel, as we wrap up our segment today, give us like a few of the main questions that people are asking so that maybe we can take care of some of those right here, right now.
Yeah, a lot of our main questions I don't get as often anymore, but, you know, we had a lot of, at the beginning, getting people onto Google Classroom. These days, it's about kind of the technology aspect or getting hotspots if they are unable to connect to the Internet at home. For those kinds of questions, it's best if they direct those to their front office. That's usually who I will connect them to because we have principals who are able to, you know, check the Chromebook supplies, make sure we have enough to still divvy them out. And we have hotspots that we are giving to families in need, and each of the schools has a list for those. Some of the main questions I've been getting lately are about grades and how to check for grades on PowerSchool. So the basic thing for that is to contact your school secretary to make sure that you are set up with an account, and then to check the website, the parent guide website, for details about how to access PowerSchool and how to check your students' grades.
Well, thank you, Rachel. You are a wealth of information on distance learning and so many other things, and I can tell you we're going to make it through this, and we're going to make it through it in a strong way. I'm going to look back and remember the work that you've done and the leadership that you've put together for all of our teachers and our parents and our students. And I'm very grateful that we were able to reach within and put you to the task of really making sure that distance learning is a viable, rigorous thing for our students. And you've done that. So congratulations and thank you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when we return from the break, we'll have fourth grade teacher Whitney Williams with us. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to our call-in edition of the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm here with Joe Howard. My name is Marty Reed, and we want to welcome our listeners who are just tuning into the show. We are now talking with Abiyak Judd fourth grade teacher Whitney Williams, who is joining our distance learning coordinator, Rachel Chunglo. Welcome, Whitney and Rachel.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Great to have you. Hi, and fun again to have you both. We know you guys are colleagues, and you've worked together at Abiyak Judd over the years, and so we thought it would be fun to have you both on together so you can give your perspectives of distance learning and how we're moving into hybrid and that type of thing. But this is going to be unique because, Whitney, you're one of our prep teachers. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I am. So that means I'm distance learning all year long.
There you go. Or at least as long as we're totally not in person or there are any people who are doing distance learning. So tell us about your new fourth graders, Whitney.
Well, I am actually going to be teaching third grade now. So I'm moving to just doing third grade because we've had an influx of enough. And so
gotcha.
That's really exciting. So I'll be starting as the third grade ELA teacher, teaming with Stacey Brush.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
You got it, Marty.
Oh, I was going to say, but up till next Tuesday, Whitney has been teaching English language arts to fourth grade students as well as third grade students who are in our extended distance learning program. Whitney is what you would call a utility player. She is the kind of teacher that can handle just about anything thrown at her. And this year we kind of threw her for a loop by giving her not only fourth grade language arts, but we gave her third grade language arts. And she gets to teach online the whole time. And so Whitney, tell us how do you prepare two grade levels lesson plans? Because you're doing third and fourth grade.
You just do it. There's no magic to it. It just takes hard work and a lot of effort. I'm lucky enough to have fabulous co-workers here at Abiajed who without them I would not have been able to do it so well. So I've collaborated with the third grade here, the fourth grade here, and stolen a lot of lesson plans from them that I've been able to use. So teamwork for sure. And ELA is very malleable and it's like a DNA spiral helix. So I'm able to double dip and really spiral back to a lot of things. So overall, it's just been a big hodgepodge of what my kids need, what the curriculum says to teach, and all the things my fabulous coworkers are creating as well.
Well, thank you for being a team player, Whitney. We couldn't do it without people like you, that's for sure. And we have to be innovative and creative during these times, and that's who you are, and that's definitely, I know, why you stepped up to say, what do you guys need? I can do it for you. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about how it's gone for you and your students for this first month, just how distance learning has looked and some of the highlights and what you've enjoyed and what's gone well?
Definitely. Humans can connect anyway. And so even though we're through the computer, we've still been able to build really authentic relationships as a community and a classroom and implementing all of the community culture standards we have as a district is super easy with some, tweaks here and there to still do in an online setting. And it's very rewarding to watch teamwork, community grow, even in this platform. So we're a family now. My students are taking on more responsibilities and jobs. Whenever my greeter comes early to my meet call and will greet everyone else as they come in, hello, how are you, by name. My students are creating launches and leading good things. They're able to navigate Google Classroom effectively now. We've troubleshooted so many of the problems that it's becoming more seamless and intrinsic to the child, which is wonderful. And the highlights are realizing you can have a deep relationship with students, really know their home life, their background, their ability level, even with this huge barrier of physical space, is really fun to navigate and explore. And don't get me wrong, there are so many challenges, but overall, any way I can connect with kids and still make a difference in their life is, it's what my job's all about, creating bridges from the child to learning and to relationships as well. So it's been a very rewarding experience.
One thing, I don't know if our listeners have kind of picked up on, but, Whitney has talked a lot about the importance of the relationships and developing those, and she's used a few terms that come from our positive culture programs, and that's capturing kids' hearts and kids at hope. And Whitney is one of the best teachers we have to implement those positive culture programs. Can you maybe explain, like you mentioned, good things and a greeter and things like that. Can you maybe talk about some of those things that you implement even online to develop those
Definitely.
Positive relationships?
Research suggests that the more positive, the more of a positive attitude children have, the more resilient and gritty they are when they face challenges in life. So students feel connected in that type of environment as well, and relationship building is the number one barrier to learning. So by doing good things, every single day students' brains are being rewired to focus on the positive. And it's an extremely powerful thing when even with this situation, with COVID occurring and impacting everyone, reframing the situation to not sugarcoat it, but to find the positive in it, build strength and resilience to overcome challenges. And every single child in the district has its own set of challenges. So I can't just make those challenges go away. So by focusing on the positive, by building leadership skills, by empowering our students to take control over their education and who they are as people, then we'll give them tools to overcome those challenges. And ultimately, that's what I see my job as. Yes, I teach them, and we grow a whole lot academically, but to be prepared for life and what life brings is one of the major goals of at least my classroom, and I know the district as a whole.
I'll tell you what, Whitney, I hope we record this, and I'd like to play it again later, because lots of folks generalize that maybe they can do distance learning with charter schools or schools that have done distance learning before. What's different, though, is those schools are not connected to a teacher. And if I could do anything to help people understand what's different about just online education through charter schools and things like that, and distance learning through public school districts like Prescott Unified that are connected to teachers, it's an amazing teacher like you that are connected to every student. And so I can't emphasize enough to our listeners and our parents and our families, the difference that's happening here right now is that we are still forming great relationships and supporting schools, our students in a social and emotional way, and so much more. So it's great to hear you talk about it, because that really drives home how important the relationships are. And if somebody's thinking about doing an online program, my main thing to tell folks would be, what kind of connection do you have with a human being? And for those folks curious about PUSD, might want to listen to what Whitney Williams just had to say about how she connects with her kids. That can't be duplicated in a program that doesn't have a real true teacher like Whitney connected to it. So I just want to spin for a second to Rachel. And Rachel, I know you've been working closely with Whitney and lots of other teachers. What's your role in how you support those teachers who are doing prep and working with people like Whitney?
Well, Whitney doesn't usually need a lot of support from me. She's a she's a rock star teacher. So for teachers like Whitney, my job is just to kind of help make sure she stays connected with her like peers at all the schools, to make sure, you know, we want to make sure the kids in the distance learning program are getting that same quality education that the kids that are going to be entering hybrid are getting, you know, making sure that we're all on the same page, that we're a unified school district in what we're teaching and those standards that we're focusing on. For other teachers, I provide some tech support or training. You know, Whitney has trained me a few years going on a lot of different things. So she really is one of those standout examples in our district of a rock star teacher in every area.
Whitney, I'm wondering if you have maybe a quick story, kind of a favorite moment, a funny moment, a aha moment, or something that happened to you with the kids online.
There's a lot. Like, every single meeting I have is interesting and unique, and I see so many of the kids' personalities come out. And before I answer that, Rachel is amazing. She's being so humble. Without her, my job would be 10 times more stressful. She's a rock star, and I'm super lucky that she is our leader here at Prep. But yes, so I thought it would be fun for every single student to create their own pet rock at home. I've had a pet rock in my classroom as a very desperate attempt to appease a student petition, basically telling me I needed to get a classroom animal. So I decided to just say, we're getting a class rock, and that appeased them, and it's just stuck. And so all of my students created class pets, pet rocks at home, and that was a really, really homey moment they now have a friend at home that they can take care of. It's so developmentally important for children at this age level to have something to take care of and nurture and build that connection with. So that was really rewarding. Kids for the entire week would just pop their rock into the video and just couldn't wait to show it off. I had three young girls stay on with me, and they could not stop talking about their new LOL doll. Those are the moments why I love my job and why I'm here putting all of my effort into it, is they literally were running around their room showing off all their toys and the new house and all that crazy jazz. So the connection and giving kids an ability to connect in a safe way with their friends is really valuable.
Well, Whitney, you are, like I said, an amazing teacher. You're one of those go-to teachers. You understand child development. You understand what it takes to get kids learning, whether they're in your classroom or online. And we really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
When we return from the break, Joe and I will be talking more about how PUSD is prepared for hybrid learning next week and working towards full in-person school, hopefully starting in October. Stay with us. You are listening to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Marty Reed, and we have talked about the first step of in-person learning happening next week through our hybrid model with 50% of our students at school on a rotating schedule. Our goal through the rest of September is to do everything we can do to help the community health risk to lower, and the metrics to keep moving in the safe, correct direction to prepare for full in-person learning, hopefully in October. This means wearing a mask, washing hands as often as possible, and staying at a safe distance as much as possible when we're in school and when we're out in the community. We can only do this together.
We spoke to Alexa about the protocols that have already been implemented and what will be implemented next week as kiddos come back on campus. We need to all work together to slow the spread and keep each other safe. We also spoke with Rachel about distance learning and the overlap that will continue with hybrid learning model and the prep extended distance learning. We also talked to Whitney Williams, who shared with us some stories about her fourth and third graders who are doing English language arts with her online probably all year long.
Folks, it's been a crazy year, and everybody's taken on a lot in our whole community. We know that there's still a lot of uncertainty. We understand that. We feel confident that our approach to transition back to in-person learning, starting with hybrid next week, is the best way to offer consistency while keeping our first priority, which is the safety of our students and our staff members at the forefront throughout this. We know that we cannot do this on our own, and we need the cooperation and support of our families and you, our community, to help slow the spread of COVID-19 so that we can open fully as soon as possible. So much has changed this year, but our commitment to every child every day remains the same. Hey, visit us at PrescottSchools.com to read our roadmap and so much information about health and safety and the ways that we're going to bring our students back in a safe way and get back to the business that we do in educating every child every day.
Join us again on Soup Scoop next month on October 7, 2020 at 4 p.m. You've been listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Kettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Town. the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.